My name is William, Chef William. All shrimp and grits is pretty good. Curry chicken, jerk chicken,
mac and cheese, jams, greens.
We do carrot cake,
chocolate cake with chocolate icing,
bread pudding,
butternut squash pie.
We do it all.
My name's Rashe Simpson. Right now I'm working on a breakfast platter, French toast, two eggs over easy with turkey bacon and a side of fish.
Let me just have you say a few words about Terrence. What kind of a guy he is, what kind of a boss he is.
Terrence Dixon, he looks out for everybody, honestly, you know.
He's a real good dude.
Like, he feeds the homeless the second Sundays every month here.
He's always giving people opportunities to, you know, really get themselves together.
Honestly, there's nobody else I'd rather work for than Mr. Dixon.
Uh-oh, your ear's burning?
Yeah! You know what? My name isn't Terrence Dixon. Let me introduce myself. My name is Mr. Terra Cafe. My name is the fish guy. My name is the healthy guy. My name is the African guy. My name is the crazy Jamaican guy. My name is the poetry guy. So I'm thankful for all of those labels. Terra Cafe on the corner of 25th and St. Paul has become a haven for people of thought, people that have a voice, people that love awesome food, and people that love. It's something about when you walk in the door, the first thing it says on the door, it says, welcome family, all right? Because now you're part of the Terra Cafe family. I came down from New York and started to dabble in real estate. Drove by this address about maybe 19 years ago, boarded up a restaurant, said the Earl of Sandwich on it, which was some icon of Baltimore City that I didn't know, a new city that I kind of like fell in love with because of the architecture and the structure. And I bought the spot. And in 19 years of me being here on this block, I've had the honor of helped facilitating maybe 30, 40 small black businesses. You know, I got 5 storefronts on the side, got apartments here, and seen real growth in community and people too, which is like kind of like priceless. Originally, I was born in Orangeburg, South Carolina. My grandfather was a hog farmer. My other grandfather was a mechanic and a painter and had his own shop, and they were in the South. So those are real rough times. I remember white-only water faucets and colored water faucets. I remember not being able to actually eat inside of Woolworth, a simple chili cheese dog and a cherry Coke. So, wow, sometimes it, you know, I don't seem as though that I'm that old, that I'm 53 and I'm able to have a dialogue of conversation. So sometimes it even gets me. When I had my son, it's right about when we moved to Baltimore, it hit me that I was my father now. That it wasn't about me anymore, that I was accountable to something bigger than me. You know what I mean? That I didn't get the first piece of chicken no more. You know, I got the last.